Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour, little Van Halen bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We're trying to get Adrienne out on the line. She's going to join us in just a few minutes. We're having a little technical difficulty, but in the meantime, I want to talk about what I promised you we'd talk about, and that's how to make sure that we not only get customers, but that we keep them. And that's a big deal, right? I remember you may have heard me say before when we got our first corporate partner, corporate sponsor to agree to be part of our show, I was so excited. You can imagine how excited I was. And when that happened, I was kind of proud of myself and pretty excited. But I wasn't nearly so as I was the year later when they renewed and came back for another year. Now, that's the real test, folks. Anybody can get somebody to buy from them one time. Anybody can do that. But it takes a real professional organization to serve that customer for a period of time, for them to have taken your stuff, given you their money, taken it home with them, and consumed it, used it, applied it, whatever they did, and have the kind of a memory, the kind of an experience, the kind of a feeling about you, the attitude about you, and the way you delivered it, the product you gave them, the value that they got for that, and all that, to want to come back, to forsake all others and come back and do business with you. That's the real test of your organization. Now, I remember, you know, as you know, I've been around a long time. And in the old days, it was a lot simpler. I got to be honest with you. In the old days, and I'm talking decades ago, life was simpler in the marketplace. It just was, because the customers were the ones you could see. Pretty much, your competitors were the ones you could see, and customers were in there. They either came to your business if you were retail, or if they were a business, you went to their business, and you called on them. You picked up the phone, you called them, you wrote them a letter. Remember that, where people actually wrote letters and mailed the letters? Remember that? That was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it? And you went through all that, and then when you talked to them, they told you what they needed and out of their mouths, and you listened and you made notes and you talked to them again, and then you gave them your proposal and they considered it. And you did business with them, or you know, if you were retail, they came in, and you know that was the way things were done. And then you met a customer, they bought from you, and they, you know, the whole process hopefully happened again. Well, these days, all that happens, all that I just described, pretty much that still happens, but it doesn't. It's not 100% of what happens. It's only some of what happens, and that's what I call the age of the seller. That whole original stuff that I just described, that's the age of the seller era. And that's the way things were done during the age of the seller. We're now in the age of the customer, my friends. And in the age of the customer, things are more complicated because the customers now have control. And what does that mean? What does that control thing mean? Well, it means that customers have more options to allow you to connect with them, to allow you to be one of their options for how they do business with you. They have more information than ever before, but also, and we've talked about that in the past, but they also have more options in terms of how they are willing to let you connect with them. Do they want to just go to your website? Are they happy just literally going to your website if you're a retailer? Do they want to have the option, that many of them want to have the option of going to your website and then coming to your store? Maybe they just want to shop on your website and they come to your store to buy because they want it right now. That's one of those are one of the options that people have today. So if you don't have a website, then you may have missed out on two separate people. The people who only want to go to your website and want to buy from your website, and the people who only want to shop on your website and then want to come to your store. They'll never get to your store because they didn't find you online. There are a lot of people like that. It's the age of the customer. Those people exist in this age. And by the way, folks, just to make sure you understand, the age of the customer is replacing the age of the seller. This is the age we're moving into. So this is not going to get to get anything but more like what I'm talking about. All right? Some people may go to your website once or maybe not. Some people don't even go to websites much anymore. You know what they do? They just want you to connect with them. They want you to follow them home. They'll give you permission, follow me home. And when they follow you home, what they're saying is, I want you to email me. I want you to text me. I want you to follow me on Twitter. Tell me how I can follow you on Twitter. I want to be part of your Facebook community. See, this is what I mean when I say things are more complicated. There are more things going on out there, more moving parts. There are more moving parts to identifying, finding, connecting, selling, and keeping customers. It's just the way it is. Now, you may not like it, but it's just the way it is. And so you're going to have to deal with it. This is the reality. This is the reality of the age of the customer. So what you have to do, if you're going to be successful, you can't just do business with what's left. If you try to only do business with the customers who are still age of the seller customers, in other words, they still like it only the old way, you can still do business with those people, and they'll be happy with you. But you have to understand that those people are becoming a smaller, smaller group. They're either leaving this earth, you know, as the way all of us will, or they are changing. And even the older folks are changing. And so if you're still resisting the multifaceted ways the customers want you to find them and to connect with them and to stay connected with them, then your opportunity, your pot of potential customers is getting smaller and smaller and smaller every year. So think about this, folks. When you're resisting social media, you know I don't like that word. I prefer building customer communities online, but that's what you got to do. And it's not either or. It's not the traditional way or the new way. It's both. Both and. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.